Back to the standoff inside the Christmas Island Detention Centre now. It's still going on, though there are conflicting reports about the extent to which authorities have got the situation under control. The Immigration Department, as we heard before the news, says the police reinforcements are now inside the centre and there's an operation underway at the moment. The people of Christmas Island, though, are none the wiser about what's going on. Our reporter, Claire Nichols, spoke late last night with the Shire President of Christmas Island, Gordon Thompson, who said he wasn't surprised by this current outbreak of troubles.
I think that the situation has been brewing for some time, and that's perfectly understandable. The people in detention are in administrative detention, which is offensive to our traditions of law, and the people who are in detention are either asylum seekers who have committed no crime but are in a high security prison, and people who have been in prison who have been listed for deportation who are resisting or contesting a deportation order. And those people are in our prison on Christmas Island because they have done time in prison on the mainland, they've served their time, they have been released, and they have been released into the custody of the Department of Immigration pending deportation. These two categories of prisoner are therefore in administrative detention, which is offensive to a democratic system that we are used to, that people cannot be imprisoned without a trial of their peers. The solution to the problem that they have now is to cease administrative detention, and that's what I would urge the government to do. People should not be detained if they have committed no crime.
Any concerns for the safety of residents on Christmas Island with these escapes and riots?
Look, there are concerns in the community, and there have been in the past when people have escaped detention. People become very anxious for their personal security. They worry about their dwellings. They're worried about intruders on their lives, whether it be in their homes or in the street. That there is a genuine fear some people hold. Not everyone shares the fear, but everybody shares the view that if you're going to detain people, then they should be detained and not escape. That is an issue for some people. And certainly there was an incident over the weekend where a school teacher, and I think that's widely reported from her Facebook messages, that there was an intruder in one of the teacher's homes. Now, it was completely unconnected with the person who escaped detention on Friday night. He never got past the near perimeter of the detention centre. So when incidents like that occur, people attribute or tend to attribute the incident, the intrusion, to an escapee, or they fear that it was that escapee. So there is a mood of fear amongst some, and of course that will lead to pretty severe community disquiet. And I've seen the anger expressed in 2011 when there were a number of detainees escaped detention. There was anger expressed towards the Department of Immigration about the fact that people had escaped detention. So, of course, there's going to be a concern for personal safety and security in the community. And the only way to deal with that is for the department to explain exactly what's going on as it happens, so people are informed and can take necessary action to avoid having to confront a person who's escaped. I think that's the only sensible thing to do.
Gordon, how much communication has there been between the federal government and yourself on Christmas Island as to what has been happening over the last 24 hours?
None. There's been no initiative from the department. I have taken initiative yesterday and today to get information about what's going on, and I've urged the department to contact us so that the community can be informed. The administrator put something out, I haven't seen it, some sort of notice to the community, and the reaction to that notice is that it contained no information, there was no assistance at all. In the past, the department's got on the front foot and sat down with the community at a public meeting to explain what's happening, and then after an incident like this, there would be daily meetings at the courthouse where anybody who had concerns could go to a report meeting with the department officials at the courthouse. Now, nothing's happened. The department has expressed no interest or ability to communicate directly with the community, and that is their duty and obligation. And I've said that, and we've had no response from them.
That's Gordon Thompson, the Shire President on Christmas Island, speaking with our reporter Claire Nichols.